So the question I want to ask you is, how has your vision of your own dancing, or what you're experiencing from dance, or what you want to get out of dance, changed, you know, as the decades have rolled by, as you became a professional and as you became, you know, a teacher or whatever? I mean, how has your own vision of your own dancing changed?
I just said that when I was, you have to understand, and you probably do, because you were a youngster one time too, you know. But I'm just saying that when I first started, it was not like I knew exactly what I was doing. It's just that I saw things being done, and I said, oh man, that looks good, you know. And so I wanted to do it, do something that I've seen being done, because it looked like it was good. And so I wanted to do it too, to see if it made me feel the same way it made me feel when I looked at it. And I come to find out that, this feels good doing it like this, you know. Or maybe I'll change a little something. And which is probably the same way I look at things nowadays, you know. I see the people, different people dance, and I like to watch different people dance, because everyone has a feeling of their own, and they do things a little bit different than the next person. And when I look at people dance, I try to see what they are feeling, you know. And although my feeling might turn out to be a little bit different than theirs, it will turn out to be different than theirs. But now if I look at something, I know what I'm looking at. Well, when I was a youngster, I didn't actually realize what I was looking at. It's just that I thought it would feel good. Mm-hmm. But now I look at it, I say, well, that's the way to do that. Mm-hmm. You understand what I'm trying to say?
Okay, I think so. Let's look into this a little more. Like, the way you dance with a woman, like when you were in your teens, and the different ways you dance with a woman like now. I mean, has that gone through some kind of evolution or change or growth?
Well, I don't think it's going to change anything the way I look at dancing with a woman now. Because when I dance with someone now, it's like, it's not the same, because I don't care who I dance with, that person is a person of this era.
Mm-hmm.
And they didn't have the feeling of the person that I would dance with back in the 30s or 40s. So when I dance with a woman now, I try to understand what she is trying to tell me when she's dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I try to let her express what she is feeling along with what I'm doing.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to give women, give a follower, let's say. I keep saying woman. Let's give a follower the liberty to improvise as much as they can. But I like to feel that they want to improvise according to what the music is saying to them and in time with the music. But also realize that they are the follower and not the leader. So whatever they do will be expressed in rhythm, because I would try to be dancing in rhythm, but not trying to show the person up.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to keep the rhythm going. If she wants to improvise, I can keep the rhythm going. If I improvise, then she can keep the rhythm going.
Mm-hmm.
And then we both can work together.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas when I was a youngster, you know, like I would dance, you know, like with a young girl, and she's trying to learn, and so am I. Because it was like the beginning, it was like the time of creativity and improvisation.
Mm-hmm.
So each one of us were trying to learn more about what we were doing then. As now, I'm more like trying to teach.
Mm-hmm.
Or trying to say, well, no, you're just a little bit off, honey. Let's, you know, come back over here to this side so you can make it in time with the rhythm.
Mm-hmm.
So it's more like a stronger lead, I think, than I have when I was young.
You have a stronger lead because you're teaching.
Yes,
it's a teaching lead to a large degree. So you must also have, I'm just guessing, quite a number of dance experiences where you're dancing with someone who's like, you know, right there. You don't have to, you know, it's not a teaching experience. It's like a good old dance experience.
Yes, there are quite a few of young ladies out there who are right there, as you say. And you don't have to give them that strong a lead. You can give them, a slight lead, and they're ready to respond to your message.
Mm-hmm.
So, and you can recognize that when you dance with the person.
Mm-hmm.
So, as I said, I try to dance with the person and not for them or against them.
Has the way you listen to music, the way you hear it, that maybe the detail or the depth or whatever, has that grown or changed since you were, you know, a teenager?
I think I learned to listen to music much more, you know, from a teenager and then growing up, you know, into a young adult.
Mm-hmm.
I think I learned to listen more to the music and respond more to it as I went along, but it was a learning period.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I didn't, as I said, I knew what was happening, but sometimes I didn't always know how to respond to that.
Mm.
But then I learned by continuing to listen and trying to do something. But that was my goal, is to try to dance music.